In the midst of the uprising in Egypt, foreign oil companies there are evacuating their staffs and shutting down some operations. If this is anything like past disruptions in the Middle East, it will probably mean higher oil prices. Oil is trading above $100 a barrel in London for the first time since prices spiked in 2008. We'll talk more about oil prices in a few minutes. First, NPR's Jeff Brady reports on how the unrest in Egypt is affecting the oil industry.
Among big oil companies, BP has the largest presence in Egypt. It's been operating there for more than four decades. The company evacuated two plane loads of expatriate staff, and it shut down new drilling as a precaution. Production has not been affected yet, though. Like every other oil company contacted for this story, BP declined to talk in detail about the current situation in Egypt. Amy Myers Jaffe is director of energy research at Rice University's Baker Institute. At times like this, even if protesters aren't targeting oil companies, Jaffe says staying mum often is the best strategy.
You don't want to call attention to the location or the number of people that might become a target.
Jaffe says oil companies know how to operate in hostile climates. They do it all over the world. They often keep safe houses, like spy agencies do, and they always have evacuation plans for their workers. The point is, they know how to survive, even in difficult political climates. So, Jaffe says, during turmoil like what Egypt is experiencing, it's important for companies to play their cards close to the vest.
Being patient and see what happens is always a good philosophy. Because you just don't know how it's going to turn out.
Or who the company will have to work with next if someone else takes control of the country. Jaffe says for the world market, the petroleum that comes out of Egypt is not all that significant, but the country is an important transportation hub for Middle Eastern oil and gas. About 2% of the world's crude travels through the Suez Canal and a nearby pipeline. Both are shortcuts from the Mediterranean to the Red Sea. Bhushan Bari is a senior director at IHS Cambridge Energy Research Associates. He says without that shortcut, the price of transportation goes up.
Then the tankers will have to go around the Cape of Good Hope. That's about 6,000 miles extra and takes more time, money, and cost.
Bari says so far there's been no interruption in oil moving through the canal or the pipeline, but he says even if there were, others in the region could easily make up the lost petroleum.
OPEC countries have a lot of spare capacity, about 5 million barrels a day, which is far more than goes through Egypt.
Bari says what makes most people anxious is the prospect of unrest in Egypt spreading to nearby oil-producing countries like Libya and Algeria to the west or Saudi Arabia and Iran to the east. Just as sure as turmoil in the Middle East pushes up prices, it also prompts calls for more drilling in the U.S. On Tuesday, Alaska Senator Mark Begich said, quote, "The instability in Egypt underscores our need to expand our domestic energy production." Dan Weiss with the Center for American Progress says he could have predicted that would happen.
No matter what the problem, big oil and its allies only have one solution, which is drill, baby, drill. When all big oil has is a drill, everything looks like a well.
Weiss has his own axe to grind. He says the Egypt situation should prompt the U.S. to focus on reducing oil consumption and producing more environmentally friendly sources of energy. Jeff Brady, NPR News.